Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Pillai Center podcast. Enlightened Master Dr. Bhaskaran Pillai has said that a miracle is a state of consciousness, a state where we use the full potential of our mind. In this episode, he will share about a simple way to experience miracles. Let's listen now to this important information.
You have to first understand that miracle is a state of consciousness, is a state wherein you use the full potential of your mind, of your brain. And the bottom line is, as I have just mentioned, you have to think differently. And that is a training. And now we think everything that we think is negative. Limitation. And that is the first step, whether it is relationship, whether it is money. As I said, if you see poverty outside, it is the poverty inside. So you have to focus attention on the poverty inside that you created. Because, and what is that? That is the thought process. That you have inherited, that has become genetics, or you have picked up from the environment, you have been born. The most important things, more than genetics, is the environment. And you grew up in a dysfunctional family or a neighborhood, and those thoughts are there. And you have to erase them. And there are techniques to erase. And I have taught them before also, but I will add on more to what I have already revealed. Just within a second, you can change and then make a commitment not to think the same way. Don't think if you keep on reinforcing, I'm poor, I'm poor, I'm poor, I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm ugly, I'm ugly, I'm a loser, I'm a loser, I'm a loser. So on the other hand, you had to reprogram it. Just don't think that just by saying I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, you won't become a millionaire. You will become a millionaire if you go on chanting that and then become one with that, because there is only one rule in Sanskrit, in the yogi, for the yogis, for the siddhas, yad bhavam tad bhavati. You project everything from inside out. That is simple. So in every section that we are going to look at, for relationship, for instance, bad relationship, we'll go deep into the relationship part. There are so many tools available. If the seventh house, for instance, in astrology, is occupied by Saturn or Mars, I've seen, the reason why I started Astrovaid is because I knew it was science, and it took a lot of time for the Indian Supreme Court and the University Grants Commission to recognize and finally say, yes, it is a science. The West has not done that. I've done a lot of studies myself through Astrovaid that what causes a relationship problem or what causes us a health problem or what causes money problem. So astrology is not unrelated to psychology or biology, or connected with a being. Now everything has been fragmented. There is nobody who is able to pick up teachings from astrology, from mysticism, from speaking with angels. Just before that, I was watching Sylvia Brown, and then Larry Kling asked, are there angels? Yes. I see four angels around you. Four? Yeah. And how she is able to... It is the angels who tell you. So it is very important to be in touch with, say, the god of health, Dhanvantri. You can have a health miracle if you are in touch with this. Jung knew that he had a problem. Because we are living in a world, the moment you say God, no, this is all superstition, I don't want to believe. So he came up with a new idea of presenting it. We call it archetypes. I use that too. So these archetypes are within us. There is an archetype for health. There is an archetype for relationship. There is an archetype for money. There is an archetype for enlightenment. So all these things are not taught by people, who are just only limited in teaching spirituality, just observe your breath, everything is going to happen. No. You have to attack your problem from multiple angles so that you get the more out of these spiritual practices. And I am very eclectic. And I use quantum physics, I use biology and neurochemistry, and also, techniques from Solomon, textings from Jesus, Holy Spirit. So only when you are bringing technology from different disciplines, then you can have a fast result. And after all, if it doesn't work, you are going to not continue to do that. That is fine. And I am 100% with it. So everything has to have a proof. So you have to ask yourself, why am I not having any results on a daily basis? On a daily basis, if you really make a commitment that I want results today itself, there will be a result. I don't even want to say it, maybe it's some indication of it, but not the result itself, and then you will manifest that. But if you are 100% committed that I want this result, but you should know what the result you want. There's a guy who still told me that I have made 800 million, but to make $1 billion is like a mental block. I will never be able to manifest it. My theory that I gave to Wayne Dyer is you cannot manifest that which you cannot conceive. So you should be able to conceive. I gave a great technique for Wayne Dyer, which he used and bring and brought millions of people into this. All that you have to do is to take your creative energy, your procreative energy, which is at the lower chakra, and bring it to the third eye chakra, and then create a new reality with the same creative energy that is used to create a baby, you create another reality. That is science. So the creative energy is being wasted in procreation, but the yogis wanted to take it to the brain so that the brain is able to use the same energy to create the reality you want to create. Yeah, that is one important thing.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope to see you again for another episode of our Pillai Center podcast. Until we meet again, God bless.